Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Fun With Dumb. We have launched our Patreon. If you're trying to support the show, go on there right now. And we have already dropped exclusive content. We dropped the pilot episode on there. We're going to drop some wisdom content where you guys leave a voicemail. And when I talk to you guys and respond, and you guys can join the Discord community, get episodes a day earlier. So make sure you go on Patreon right now. We'll leave the link right here. Today, we're going to try something a little different. A few days ago, I launched something called Wisdom, where we provided a link for you guys to leave voicemails of anything, share stories, ask a question. But keep in mind, get right to the point, because you guys have been leaving some crazy messages promoting your mixtape or you as an artist or shouting out things that I've done, which I appreciate. But we don't need all that. Get right to the question. If you really want to be featured on the segment, you have to get right to the point and have something interesting to ask. I don't want to answer anything about your music careers or how to get started in the music industry. Those aren't things that I'm interested in discussing. I've already talked about those 1,000 times. Please try to stray away from those things. Let's try to go to a few questions that, a few messages that were left. Let's see, Dave, what we got.
Hey, what's up? Can you guess what my ethnicity is? All right. Well, you have a good one.
That's it.
Peace.
That's it. Okay. First of all, the way she pronounced ethnicity, she said ethnicity. So I don't know what that race is. Do we have any guesses from our production crew right there? Dave, what do you guess?
I want to guess like Taiwanese for some reason.
Taiwanese? I actually hear like, I think Latin. I feel like not Latin, like Dominican or something.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that. Are we going Dominican?
Oh, do we have an answer?
I don't know.
There's no answer. What? Okay, we got to screen these, man. Go to the next question, please.
Yo, JP, aka Dumbfounded. What's up, playa? This is Nick, Belmont High School, dropout 2.
Okay, I'll stop that real quick. I can't recall who this is, but he went to the same high school as me because I did go to Belmont High School. Keep playing.
Remember that ninth grade in performing arts, I think it was?
I did go to
then
a performing
you went to
Marshall
arts. High school. Yeah, man, craziness. Living off of 3rd Street by Vaughn's and Ralph's.
Okay, stop. Now he's pointing out the exact apartment that I lived behind a market on 3rd Street. Yes. Okay, this is getting scary. Go ahead.
Shout out to you, all that you've done, brother, and this podcast. If I have some advice, or maybe you can give some advice to some kids that did drop out, that are living in inner cities, that are living in Los Angeles, what advice would you give them now in this generation with all the tablets and iPhones and everything, how to secure education a little bit better, how to have their mental a little bit better so they don't become dropouts like you and I?
Okay.
Peace out, my man.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for that little jab at the end. Just like us, yes, we are dropout. I did drop out of high school. For those who aren't familiar with my story, in 10th grade, I dropped out of high school. When I dropped out, my grades were straight Fs. I did return a few months after just for lunch to get the free school lunch. I missed so many days of school that if I continued on the path, I would have to stay an extra year and become what they call a super senior. And when I dropped out of high school, my parents didn't know for another 2 years that I had dropped out because they were busy with their own thing. They're fighting, going through a lot of financial problems and all of that. So they were too busy to see if I was still in school. The one thing that did save me, and one advice I can give y'all, I think he mentioned like inner cities and things like that. There's a gang of programs that you could be a part of. And I know it sounds lame to be a part of like a YMCA or like a Boys and Girls Club, but those things, I would say, saved my life when I was young. I remember joining like a little youth center and all these places, but I also got kicked out of those places because I was stealing from there. But it's all good. They did save my life, and I did pay them back. Years later, I came back, and I donated thousands of dollars. So I pat myself on the back. But during that time, there was some trouble I got into. We're not going to go into that. But take advantage of those things. And as far as educating yourself, you can educate yourself all day, but you got to have the curiosity. Follow the things that you're actually interested in. Don't drop out. First of all, what were my parents doing when I dropped out? Where the hell were they? That's so irresponsible. That's crazy. Find something you're actually curious about, educate yourself on it, and make it your career. If you're into welding, become a welder. If you're into pornography, become a porn star. I don't know if that's going to be an easy transition, but yeah. All right, let's hear the next joint.
Yo, what's good, Dom? My name's Jarrell Balo. I'm an artist and musician fool from Seattle. I just moved out here to SoCal, and I'm just trying to figure out how to get connected to the community out here while still being Filipino.
Stop real quick. While still being Filipino, not sure what that means yet. Okay.
It's kind of hard to do anything when you're Filipino. You just like,
okay, stop real quick. It's kind of hard to do anything when you're Filipino. First of all, I got a gang of Filipino homies and they do tons of things. And also, Filipinos are the most willing out of all the Asians to make friends with whoever. My first friend in high school was Filipino. Put me on to everything. Because Filipinos do that. They are the whisperer of cool things. You know what I mean? Like, they put me on to the illest hip-hop stuff. You know, a lot of them were DJs, breakdancers, everything. So, keep going.
I guess I'm trying to offer up my skills and abilities.
Okay.
My talents. My God-given talents.
God-given talents.
To something of purpose. I'm trying to help out the community. I just don't know how to do that. Not trying to waste the gifts God's given me.
Not trying to waste. What is the gifts, though? I'm confused here. What is the God-given gift? Does he reveal that? He did say he was a musician fool, right? that's what he said. I'm a musician and artist fool from Seattle. Jarrell, let me tell you right now, it's out there. You got to go out there. You don't know what to do. Go to the events. You know, I post events of things that I throw as well. There's tons of people you can connect to out there. And I think you're making it extra difficult for yourself, thinking because you're Filipino, you're not able to tap in with the community, which is false. There's a lot of Filipino artists, activists, people involved in the community out here in Los Angeles. I assure you, they're not hard to find. I wish you the best of luck, man. But you're not invisible, brother. We see you. We see you. But we can't see your skills and abilities because you haven't shared what they are. Please tell us what your skills and abilities are. And you said God-given like four times. All right. If you guys want to be a part of this wisdom segment, please leave a message. We'll leave the link in the bio here. But get to the point. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the love you guys have given me on some of the stuff I've done in the past, what I'm doing. But I just want to hear any stories or questions you guys might have. Just get right to it. And nothing about becoming an artist or all of that. We've already covered that so many times. I could only share my insight on that so many times for the last 20 years, guys. Please. But talk to me. Talk to me, guys. And I appreciate all the submissions. Thanks. All right, guys. We're here.
We're here.
Impromptu. What's going on over there, guys?
You're going to have to start firing some of these people, man. They're not doing it right.
What do you think about my staff?
I like them. One of them's got a triple size head, which he's got to suck that out, some of the fat out of that head.
How much bigger do you think his head is compared to yours?
Double size, guaranteed.
Double the size?
Yeah, he even agrees.
We got Bobby Lee here, okay, the now, return. Can I yeah. no, go All right, go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
The return of Bobby Lee, y'all.
Can I just finish what I'm about to say, though,
go
please?
Go ahead, please, go ahead.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man.
I also want to say this, okay? You're a disrespectful piece of shit. You deserve so many bad things that happen to you right now, dude.
Wow.
You're out of pocket.
2 days ago, you know what you said? I went to your show
exactly,
in Long Beach.
And the way you treated me
hold on,
today.
Hold on. I went to your show in Long Beach. After the show, I went backstage and you looked over to me and said, hey, I think we're becoming best friends.
I didn't say
yes,
that.
You did. Yes,
you're,
you did.
You're becoming one of my best friends.
Well, you did say, I'm becoming one of your best
one
friends.
One out of 50.
You don't got 50 best friends, do you?
No, I don't. All right. Okay. Yeah, I said that, but then I regret saying it now because of how you treated me today. So, and what did you do to me today? You tried to kill me with food.
So what happened was I was going to do this pod alone, and then Bobby calls like, yo, let's go eat. What the f***? Do the pod after. And he's like, maybe I'll do the pod after if you eat with me right now. So we went to a jajangmyeon spot, and we usually have a regular spot we go to call Young King, which is fire guaranteed is going to be good.
Fire guaranteed, dog.
And then we went to another spot, and you were displeased with the spot.
No, that's not. No, no, don't be mistaken, fool.
What?
All right, and don't cray cray. I want to tell you what you did, dude.
What?
I said, let's go to Young King.
Yeah.
Right. It's closed. It's Monday, right?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Right. So then what you have to do as a dongsang, as a respectful...
Dongsang, which is a brother.
So what you can do right there, dude?
Okay, go ahead.
Right, and I'm your hyung.
Yeah.
Right, you're supposed to do respect to me.
I respect you.
No, you don't, because what you did was you took me to a ghetto place. And dude, I'm going to say this. Check out the spot. Right, it's a hole in the wall.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say the name of the place because
don't say it. Yeah,
I walk in there, and the first thing I see is I don't know, a full blown Mexican family.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
That's fine.
All right, senors and senoritas and little Jaimes and all them, right, sitting there. Right?
Yeah,
no other Asians eating there.
So that was your problem, that there was an Asian stamp of approval at the spot.
Well, when you go to an Asian restaurant in Koreatown, you want to see at least one other table with Koreans or Asians in it.
They came after you left, by the way.
They never... You, dude.
I
don't
swear
lie.
Swear to
really,
God
who
they
did?
Came. Like two...
A blind, deaf guy who has no taste buds?
Okay, this is how... So you took one bite of the jajangmyeon and you walked out and left the whole bowl empty, but you couldn't do it. You couldn't bear the shame of leaving a whole bowl empty. So what did you do? You yelled out, hey, so pack that up for me.
Being respectful.
Pack that up for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're too coward to face the fact.
Do you want me to leave right now, dude?
No, I'm sorry. I won't call you a coward again.
Okay.
But first of all, can I just say-
so the place was garbage.
Okay, it wasn't great.
Admit it.
I'll admit it. It's not good.
I hadn't eaten all day, right? And sometimes when I haven't eaten all day, I'm like, I want the next meal, the first meal I have, I need it to be glorious. Mm. Do you remember in like- you know, after it was a battle at Lord of the Rings, they would go back to like, you know, whatever the building's called where they eat. You know what I mean? And they used to have where the hobbits are dancing on the tables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're eating meat off the bone and they're singing old tunes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want, baby.
You want a feast.
Yeah, and I got today.
I will say every time we do eat, we order like way more than we should.
Yeah.
And
it's a feast.
And you always take care of the tab, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Give him the mic.
Dom, why don't you ask him about the second restaurant tonight that he walked out of?
Oh, you walked out of the second spot too?
I did.
So you leave. So Bobby leaves the restaurant that we were eating at, and I ended up staying there, but he went with Gene to another restaurant, and you left mid-meal or what?
Not mid-meal, before, because I didn't want to shoot the gun on it.
It was you didn't want to do it. Well, you don't want to commit.
No. Here's the thing. I don't want another disappointment, or I would have never shown up here. So we went to the second place. What's that place called?
Hungary
Kalbi. Hungary Kalbi. We went to Hungary Kalbi, right? And I looked, and then you looked. You pointed at a soup dish, and you know what these are. And I looked at it, and I go, I've never seen that before.
It's good, man.
But I've never seen it before. I'm like, I can't risk it.
It's so good. It's top three spots in K-Town, probably.
Probably or no?
No, it is.
It's probably
like
not.
Top five.
Top 20?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I couldn't risk it. So we went to Sunningdang, a place I do know.
And you ate, and
it was good.
It was good.
It's guaranteed there.
Did anybody come up to you? Did one person come up to you tonight eating?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Waiter.
They did.
He wanted me to sign an autograph, and I said, no, just take a photo. He took a photo. And then you know what he did? At the end of the meal, he brought a piece of paper and a pen and then asked for an autograph after I took a photo. And I was like, no.
Mm.
That wasn't the deal. I took a photo of you, man.
By the way,
his name is Josh Park.
He's an actor. After you left, the waiter came up to me for an autograph.
It's impossible.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you.
It's impossible.
It is impossible. Yeah, right. It didn't happen.
And I want you to admit right now, I'm more famous than you.
Yeah.
In Koreatown.
People know that. Everyone
in Koreatown. No, because you act like you're the mayor. Go ahead, Gene.
What Bobby's leaving out is that when we were at Sunandang, the waiter name dropped you.
Did he really?
He said, dumbfounded. Come,
you know, dude.
Wait, you dead.
And Bobby's leaving this out.
You were gonna.
All right, first of all.
You were gonna.
Okay. First,
you were gonna mention this.
First of all, you're not on the pod. You don't talk. You can't do that. Dude, with that orange thing,
I can't believe you weren't going to mention that.
What?
You weren't going to mention that?
Did he mention? Yeah, he did mention. No, I mentioned it first, remember? And he goes, oh, he does come here. He didn't come up out of nowhere. He didn't come out of nowhere. Let's be real, dude.
He brought up dumbfounded.
I will hit you with my shoe.
Thank you. All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
And then when we left, the valet guy, I took a photo with him and some other guy. All right. That's it.
Nice, nice.
Anyway,
but I do respect you as a young.
I don't think you do, dude. That's I so do. Disrespectful. So disrespectful you did. Ask your staff. Disrespectful, dude? Yes.
What are some of
disrespectful? No.
What are
disrespectful?
I am
in the middle.
I am.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you expect the Tongsang to do for you? Just give me an example.
Okay, I'm gonna give you. This is how the call should have been.
Okay.
Hey, Dom. I'll be you.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, man? That's just how you sound. I know that's what you sound like to me. Though.
I do.
Yeah. That's how I play a player.
That's you know how I sound to you.
Anyway, you want to have dinner with me and Jen? Yeah, dog. You know, and I go, all right, well, I haven't eaten all day, so let's pick a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, yeah, man, I know this hole in the wall where they have rat dumplings. I'm like, what the? I don't want no rat dumplings, dude. And then they bring up this red plastic bowl that you would find, like, you know what I mean?
In a Filipino bathroom.
Yeah. And the guy was nice.
He was.
The waiter. Long-haired Korean dude, family-owned probably. He's forced to work.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be there. And it's like, how much water do they put in every dumpling?
It was very watery.
Seriously, what's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of this?
I don't know, but, you know, I don't think we can't ever have a traditional Hyung and Tongsang relationship because the things you expect from me as a Tongsang is too much, and you are not doing Hyung things. You slap me around sometimes.
Oh, here we go.
I gotta
Hyung
just
things like I don't know. Yo, you're sold out show in Long Beach that's been sold out for 2 months.
You got me tickets.
I'm done. I'm not done talking.
Okay, you got me.
Yo, you know, can me and my peeps?
I did. I brought
right.
I brought under the influence.
Under the influencers.
The kids from under the influence.
Right. And I got, well, did I not give them backstage?
You did.
Yeah. Who else was there? Rob and Caitlin from Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Every powerhouse agent in town. Right?
Some people looked at me and was like, that's dumb.
Who?
There was a few people.
Not my agents. I'll tell you that right now.
One of your agents did it.
Which one?
With the homie, the bald dude.
That's Andrew's agent. Matt
is,
Frost.
Is Andrew at UTA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's his agent. Yeah. My agents have hair. Thank you. But anyway, so that's disrespectful. I mean, what are you getting at? I've done so much for you, piece of shit.
You have. But it's been mutual. Like, I've done stuff for you.
I know, but you.
I've done stuff.
I know, but you failed today.
What is these? Why do you keep doing these things?
You failed today.
No. I appreciate you.
It's good to be here.
No, and we've become really good friends over the, you know, the last pod.
I'll tell you another thing you don't do as a Tongsang.
You're not finished? Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just like, you have to hoard all the Asian girls. Give me one.
You, first of all, have stated that Asians don't like you or go to your shows.
They don't.
But you actually, during your show, you said, where are all my Asians at? And right, there was a significantly loud cheer.
But you knew who they were.
What?
The dirty ones. And the dirty ones are the ones, I'm dirty. So okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to say something very honest.
Yeah, and let me ask you something after. Go ahead.
Well, ask me first.
Okay, I want to ask you, what kind of dirty Asians you think were at your show? Like, what are the things they're into?
Okay,
like,
so here's, it's not dirty Asians. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. We did a meet and greet before the show.
Yeah.
And there was like this stonery, big Asian guy.
Okay.
He was blitzed. And he goes, oh, you only f*** with, you know what I mean, the cool Asians. And I go, who are you? You, Sung Kang. I think David Cho was one of them.
Okay. He didn't mention me.
And you're a sellout. But anyway.
I'm a sellout.
Well, you did Will Ferrell movie, but my point is that, okay, no.
You're in Borderlands with Kate Blanchett.
That's true.
All right, dude.
That's true, man. No, he goes, yeah, you guys are dirty, you know what I mean? And like dangerous or something.
Yeah.
So then I go, oh, well, I guess that's who I attract to my show, so I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried to do the, you know? And it just doesn't work. I'm not that guy.
Do you ever remember a time where you were a clean Asian and all of a sudden you turned and transformed into a dirty Asian?
Gene saw footage today.
I saw that too.
What?
He showed it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I was clean.
You were clean on that stage?
No, did you see the...
I know you're still doing stand-up, but...
No, did you see the photo of me working at a wait
at the waiter. So that you were a clean Asian then, just a hard...
Well, I had to go, would you like to hear our specials?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, well, I'll get you a ketchup. I'm like, I was like... I followed the rules then.
You weren't corrupted at that point. No drugs, no alcohol.
Well, I was sober at that time 6 years.
Yeah.
So I was probably 23 at the time. So, you know, I was, or 24. So 6 or 7 years I'd been sober. I got sober when I was 17. So I had some clean time. I mean, that's pretty much.
Yeah.
If I was loaded or I wouldn't be working there.
Did you have any bits about your at that point?
What do you mean?
What was that? Did you have any bits about your on stage at 23? Give me an example of what I don't know what you mean. Give me an example of what
the jokes sucked back then.
Give me an example of what was oh my god, like
I can't even, I mean I had one joke where I was like, I don't know if it was in the thing, but I had to, oh, I'm so lonely. Every time I masturbate, I grab my own and I go, do me, and I turn around the house and grab my own. I'm masturbating.
Okay.
Stuff like that. It's so stupid. They filmed that 6 or 7 months after I started doing stand-up. So how much, I didn't have any good bits then.
Yeah.
You're so new. So when I'm watching the stand-up portions of that, I just get, I cringe.
So.
What else are we talking about, man?
What did you eat? What did you eat?
I mean, I went to Sonandang. I got the galbi tong.
Yeah, you ate a lot. You're good.
I'm so fat. Well, I'm dying. I can't even believe it.
I would say you're starting to look a little bit...
I'm getting fat. I feel it.
I don't want to say it, but...
No, please say it.
You're getting fat, yeah.
I am.
You're getting a little heavier than I did when I first met you, even.
Exactly. Bingo, dude. You got it.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm just kind of going, I love Sidecar Donuts. Have you been there?
No, I've tried Holy Grail. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but I get Sidecar, I get a dozen.
Yeah.
And then I forget that I live by myself. And I go, I'm only going to eat one. But throughout the day, I'll just, you know, eat the blueberry one. And then I go, oh, there's a chocolate one saying hi. I go, hi, chocolate. And then there's always one that's like weird.
It's like, how about me? It's jelly.
Yeah, it's me, jelly, right?
Come over here.
And I eat it and I get all groggy and I get all like, ooh, you know. But let's talk about stuff that's, you know, positive about everything. Let's talk about sweet dreams.
I want to talk about health real quick. Have you ever tried to get healthy and like, you know, to get a trainer, cold plunge, any of that? I just want to ask you. No. Would you be down to have a session with me?
Yeah, well, I'll session with you all day long, dude. Let me sit up.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, I see the energy.
The energy. Yeah, come on, man. Wake up.
Okay. Let's go. What are you talking about?
I'm asking you. Are you down to go hiking with me?
I'm down to go hiking with you. I'm down to go hiking with me.
All right. What the hell, man? Okay, cool.
But this is what you get. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
This is what you get when I don't want to do it.
No, it's fine.
This is what you're getting. Not that I love Dumbfounded. I'll do this some other time.
Yeah.
Right? But I feel like he Jedi'd me into this.
I didn't Jedi you.
I mean, and I'm like, I don't want to be Jedi'd into things.
Gene asked me and Bobby are going to
There are no droids in the whatever what you did.
Gene
you
know asked
Come
me.
Come do my podcast. You know what I mean?
I didn't. Yeah. You wanted to eat with me. I think that's why. And then
And every time I call Gene, I go, let's call Dumb. But from now on, I'm going to say, no, don't call
it's
Dumb.
It's not going to be a pod every time. You know what I mean?
We're not calling him anymore. Okay? Because always we're wrapped up into this thing. You know what I mean?
I'm going to feel left out if you don't call me, actually.
Well, that's why I'm trying to include you because I thought, like, you're one of my best friends, but like, you know what I mean?
I'm not trying to use you for the pot. Well, I was going to record
say this.
A pot.
Can I just say this right? Every time in this room, it makes me mad because I feel the colors of my tiger belly and it's my vibe in here. So you're a thief too, dude.
Oh,
you're a set design thief. Dude.
I like colors and I like art too.
Do it differently. Go dark and go like
I'm
old boy on
it. Dark person.
Yeah, you're old boy.
If anything, you're a dark person, I feel, you know?
You, dude.
Does that remind you of Bad Friends on that side?
Yeah, that's Bad Friends over there too, dude.
No, I'm
kidding. Where's your girl though?
Steffi?
Yeah.
Steffi couldn't make it today.
I love her.
I love Steffi too. She's great.
How come she doesn't like me?
She loves you.
I don't think she does.
She loves you.
I texted her one time.
Yeah.
She didn't text me for 6 months.
She didn't?
No.
What did you text her?
I go, hi, how are you? And then she goes, and it's so funny. She wanted me to do her podcast.
Yeah.
so that she went back on the, you know what I mean,
text. And the last time she texted.
And she realized I was the last person to say something. And no, I'll never do it.
You were so pissed that she hadn't responded.
It's disrespectful. I'll call her now.
Oh, God.
Hey, this is Steffi. Leave a message. Idiot.
You won't even pick up for me now?
All right, let me try.
No, all right, yeah. Let me try. So you won't even pick up for me now?
If she answers Dom's call, that would be...
I think she just doesn't expect what's going on with Bobby. Maybe she's on a date or something.
So I call Steph.
Do you hear that, Steph?
Steffi. Wait, come here. Steffi.
Yeah?
It's Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just called you 45 seconds ago. Why didn't you pick up for me?
I thought you said I got arrested right now.
No, honestly, why didn't you pick up for me? And this is bullshit.
I didn't know you called me.
Oh, you picked up right away after dumb fought 10 seconds later? What the f*** are you talking about?
I'm trying clothes on. It just happens to be I said.
Wait, do you really think she was busy right there when you were calling?
No. I know this is the thing I was talking to you about her, okay? Is when I texted you and you didn't text me back, she hung up on me.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
Wait, why is she calling me?
Is she calling
me? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you gonna
be... Yeah, what's up?
What is wrong with you guys?
What, Steffi, so it's Bobby again. Don't ever hang up on me again.
You hung up on me?
No, I did. You hung up on me. No, we just heard it. You're on the pod. You just heard it.
Maybe you accidentally hung up on me.
No, listen.
I was in the dressing room.
Listen, I'm sorry. No, let me just finish what I have to say, okay? I texted you 6 months ago, and then, is that not true? And then you texted me like 5 months later going, hey, can you do my podcast? I think that's rude. And then I just tried to call you. You didn't pick up, but you called up for, you picked up for Dom. And then you just hung up on me in front of everyone on the podcast.
Oh, my God. And so, right,
yeah, you are.
You're live on the pod.
Are you punking me right now?
You're punking me, dumb dumb.
No, you know what I hear, Bobby? I hear a lot of limitations you're putting around a lot of things.
I don't even know what you mean.
I keep hearing limitations. You're like, this is why you're not here. This is why da 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 da. This is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're so manipulative.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what? You're gaslighting me,
Bobby.
You're gaslighting
you
me, dude.
Me, oh my God, dude.
No.
You know what?
What?
When Kalila was on the show, they were talking a lot together about, you know.
You're I'm a sick. Oh, you're, oh, you're, oh, talking about the pot, telling the kettle blacks.
Blacks?
Give me this.
I don't think the saying is pot, telling the kettle blacks.
Hang up on her, man.
Just hang up.
She's witchy. She's acting witchy right now, dude. You're acting witchy and playing up the phone, Steph. You're acting witchy right now, dude.
Just hang up.
Witchy, Steph. You're seeing a side of me that I don't know if you want me out like this.
I love your
side. I should leave now.
No, you shouldn't.
I said 30 minutes. Has that been 30 minutes?
No. Give me 10 more minutes.
Let's be more real. Let's talk real then.
Then tell me. I'll reveal whatever you want me to. I'll get deep and dark.
So let me ask you something, okay?
Yeah.
And be real.
I am.
Without naming any names, okay. Right? Have you ever had a sexual relations with anybody you podcasted with?
Why would you? With anyone I've podcasted with, like guests? Saying.
Whatever.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Did you take me a little more serious when I started booking stuff on the movies that you were in? Did you feel any threat at all? Be honest.
I thought you were legitimate at that point.
What do you mean?
I thought I got to take this guy seriously.
That's what legitimized me to you in your head. Just because I was in a role now. You didn't take me seriously before.
It wasn't just one. It was like you were booking things I couldn't get. And then there's two movies we did together.
What did you look at me like before? Like an internet personality or something?
Well, I don't like, I reviewed her like.
So because I did that show, you didn't take me seriously. So if I do certain web, you say yes to a lot of stuff.
What are you doing right now?
You say yes to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That aren't necessarily of the caliber that you think you deserve.
No, because I like helping people.
Oh.
So you think I've done your podcast to promote my
No, you don't do it to promote anything.
Let's help John out.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
And I do that with some other people too.
Is there anything I can help you in the same way you feel like you're helping me?
What all I want from you is good meals.
Yeah.
I'm being real.
Yeah.
And this is the honor. I know I'm being real.
Yeah.
I want the respect of a good meal.
Mm.
And when I go to, when I think of Koreatown, like the other day, we went to your dinner, your birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Gene went and I went.
Yeah.
Nora was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The black guy.
Anderson Paak. Yeah. Anderson Paak, yes.
Fancy black guy. Yeah. Do the drums, see? Right?
He doesn't, first of all, he doesn't play whatever
drums he does.
Is that a conga player?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He okay. can't do that, though.
I'm sure he can, yes.
You know what I mean? Okay. Whatever. But so that guy, right? And that was a great meal. He was on the house.
Yeah.
And it was respectful. Today, what you did was try to kill us with food. It was poison.
Do you think I'm slowly losing the credibility of like being the Koreatown guy to you?
Yeah, because things get revealed to me. And everyone said to me, I'm not kidding you, for the last 7 or 8 years, oh, John Park, he's the mayor of Koreatown. So right? And I go, oh, interesting. Very interesting, okay. Right? Then we go to places and no one knows who the yes. like nobody.
So you're noticing this.
You can't get, we have to wait in line. You know what I mean? The food's not good. He never gets recognized. I was like, interesting. What kind of mayor is this? I wonder. You know? So it's like, but it's too late. I like you now. So we're like, you fooled me.
You think I fooled you?
Yeah,
no.
Fooled me.
Okay, let me admit, there was a time my Koreatown clout was there and I was able to cut lines. There were more people coming up to me.
Mm.
Maybe 7 years ago, if we were to go out, they wouldn't recognize you and they might recognize me.
Wow. Mm. Very good.
But things have changed.
No, things have changed. Oh, what's changed?
The tables have turned, you know. Like,
so you're saying
now
that,
they go.
Let me just ask you something.
Yes.
You've seen the 8 years of Mad, right?
8 years on Mad.
Yeah.
Yes.
The variety of movies and TV shows I've done, right?
Not to the level of you are, you know, notoriety you have now.
That's true.
I'll
give you that.
There was a whole younger generation that haven't even seen Mad. You got to understand that.
Okay, see. The Jedi thing. That's what you did. This is what you did.
That's
with
Elvis.
Yeah, you know what I mean? With the food thing today.
Did I do that?
Yeah, do not do this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm on point.
That's rude. Right? That is rude.
This three finger prong thing, dude. I don't know what.
That's rude.
Are you a warlock?
What are you doing, dude? It is rude.
All right, so but how does this feel, though?
It
feels weird.
It does feel kind of rude. It does feel a little rude. But I do feel like things have changed, and I'll admit that. I'll be happy to hand over the keys to you.
Okay. Can I say something I've just observed?
Yeah.
Just your ankles don't look good right now. The amount of hair to skin, the color it is.
Dude.
I don't like it at all, dude. Dude, look at it.
Your feet are actually surprisingly
delicious.
Pretty good looking, actually.
I have very good feet.
Take the sandals off real quick.
I have very good feet.
Could you get us? That is surprisingly.
What?
Let me see.
Let me see your ratchet foot. Look at how long the nails are.
Those are, yeah. I mean, you really take care of them. You got a whole pedicure and everything.
Every other week I do.
Every other week?
Yeah.
Do you change up the color?
Yeah.
According to what? Like a mood? You're like.
According to whatever I'm feeling at the time. It's America.
Yes.
And I look at the colors like, I want this one today.
It is. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a pedicure too.
I think you should. They're not that expensive.
I know.
Your feet are ratchet.
I've gotten pedicures.
But anyway, it was really good to be here.
Wait, hold on. You don't have to go.
Go get some ice cream.
Where
or something.
Do you have to go?
Ice cream.
Can I just point something out?
What?
You don't have to go anywhere. Anytime I've been with you, you're in a hurry to get out.
Yeah. Are you any closer to becoming an action star?
I think I'm a lot closer.
I think you're farther away.
You think I'm further away?
Yeah.
I'm a lot more fit than I used to be.
I know, but you're looking
more
old.
But that might work for my advantage.
You're not a kung fu guy.
That's true.
Listen, I know. It's like, can I say something?
No.
Oh,
no, okay.
Oh, I, no, I'll, You're going to owe me 10 grand.
I'm not going to owe you
10 grand. I think you're going to owe me 10 grand. And what does that mean? You can't do a YouTube video and go, look, I'm doing karate. No, it's got to be a movie.
Look,
like a legit Lionsgate presents, you know what I mean?
You've proved
John Park and, you know what I mean? Kung Fu Madness.
You've proved a lot of people wrong, too. You probably would have never expected to be in certain movies you are in right now, right?
What, like Sweet Dreams with you?
No, like Borderlands.
Dude, I'm in one scene. What's the big deal? I've always been in one scene in movies.
I think I could be in one scene in an action film at least, you know. But the bet was to be a lead.
No,
right?
You can't be in an action movie.
Okay.
You have to be the lead.
Can I make a bet with you?
The guy doing the action.
Can I make a bet with you then?
Yeah.
In the next 5 years, I want you to be a lead in a movie.
Oh, that's going to happen within the year.
You think so?
Yeah. So let's make that bet.
Okay. Well, if I know that you already have something in the works.
Yeah. Like,
you
let's
do
make
have
that
something.
Bet. Let's make that bet.
You have something in the works. Okay.
Let's make that bet. What a stupid bet. It's so stupid. It's like,
okay.
It's so insulting.
No,
like,
it's not. It's
in 30 years, I bet you're not going to be.
You know why I say that, though? Because I feel like there's a little bit of a fear in you.
Oh, here we go. I think this guy wants a party.
I do want a party.
Oh, you want to go?
Let's fix. Yeah. Let's get up a little bit. You know what I mean? I think there is a little bit of a fear.
I have to say to you, John Park.
Yeah, yes.
You're absolutely 100% wrong.
Okay.
There is no fear. I do what's in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if like they say, do you want to be on Beef? I read for it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I read for everything that I have the opportunity to read.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's not a fear. I say no to things like reality shows or like, do you want to do this cooking show? I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get, you know, a lot of offers for that kind of stuff. But I say no to it. Or host a game show. I've had a couple of those.
Have you had a lead role offered where you turned down?
No. Why would I do that?
Because there might be a role that you might not want
to
play.
No, I say yes to everything.
Everything?
Look at my IMDb. Yeah, I've done some crazy things.
Okay.
Usually when things are offered, I kind of read. No, I don't say yes to everything. But like, there's a movie... I'm doing a movie in a couple of months in Malta.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm only doing it because the two stars are interesting, but it's like a European company. No one's going to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't want to name even know because I want the producers to think I'm talking about it. But
well, Gene, you're a producer. I want to ask you real quick, where do you rank Bobby's acting from 1 through 10?
Don't do this, dude. Don't do this right now.
What? I'm just asking him. Because I think you're a fantastic actor. I believe in your acting more than you believe in your own acting, to be honest.
I act. I don't think about it.
Because you've been talking about you being a straight man in drugstore. I just saw a drugstore.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I think my gut says, let's get out. It's getting into a weird area.
It's not, okay. It's not.
Don't even answer that. Put it back. Don't even answer. Put it down.
Just say a number. Say a number right now. Say a number right now.
I will not drive you home if you write the number.
Let me just thank you then. That's one. Thank you. Thank you for doing the show. I love you, man.
Let me say this about your acting. I'm not going to put a number on it, but there, and you can talk about this, the difference between auditioning or starting out versus when you're actually comfortable and feel like you have the confidence to do it.
What are you talking about, dude?
He's just analyzing it, man. Okay.
I'm not as good when I'm auditioning.
No, you're not as good when you're nervous and that gets in your head. But then when you loosen up,
you hit
a home run. It's just
Yeah. Here's the thing. I feel more comfortable now faster on sets than I do when I did 10 years ago.
Right.
Like 10 years ago, I was like so frightened of saying anything wrong to anybody. But now it's like, I'm just myself. I talk to the producer, director.
You've been in the industry for
super long. Yeah, so it's like, and I like that. You know, so I'm doing, soon a movie with Mel Gibson and Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Can you talk about that? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm doing one.
Yeah.
And I'm not as fearful of it. Even when I did Borderlands and I met everybody, I was a little anxious. Because I had never even met Eli at the time. So I met Eli, Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, and everyone at the same time.
Who do you think was the most intimate? Who would you be actually starstruck from out of that group? Probably Kate, right?
Yeah, but she's very, how do you say it when she makes you feel at ease right away.
Really?
Yeah, but saying a joke and she's like kind of like.
She cool?
She does a thing. Yeah, she's so
really cool,
right?
Yeah.
And then one time I was sitting there at, a lunch or something. And I was squished in between Kate and Jamie Lee Curtis. And I remember we all laughed at something. I forgot what we laughed at.
Yeah.
And I remember like we were both kind of all three laughing. And then Kate kind of rubbed my back.
Yeah.
We were laughing. And I was like, oh, this is cool. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, they were comfortable. But 10 years ago, I would have never even been there.
Yeah.
I would have never showed up for that. Yeah. I've been too nervous.
I always look at your performance, like the both movies that I've been on, and I've been very impressed, I gotta say.
You saw Sweet Dreams?
I saw the trailer, yeah.
What do you think of the trailer?
So good.
I think it's so good.
I think people are in for a treat, man.
Maybe, but I think the trailer's great.
Yeah.
I think when you go, oh, it's a $1 million movie.
Did you see the movie?
No.
My manager said he saw it.
He says it's good?
He said it's good.
And I think Paramount called Lige.
Yeah.
And goes, how the f*** did you get Johnny Knoxville, Theo Vaughn, Mo Ammer, Bobby Lee, all these people.
He did put, and Anderson Paak.
Anderson Paak, Jonathan Park.
Yeah.
Shakewell, all the people in this independent movie. There's no money in it. And he just asked.
Yeah.
It's cool that Lige just kind of called me and he goes, what's that?
This is the Sweet Dream cast, I
guess. Oh, they already have it?
On IMDb, yeah.
Am I on it? I don't look like I'm on it.
You are on it. You're at the top. You're right there.
Exactly.
Why don't you update your IMDb photo? That is like, what is that?
I'm top, exactly.
Look at this IMDb
photo. I don't know how to switch it.
But what is that? Is that a VH1 award? What is that?
Yeah, that's what it says in the back. You. yeah, get out of there.
You had that hair, huh? That little mohawk thing.
I don't know how to switch. Do you know how to switch that, Gene?
I could help you.
Okay, that'd be nice.
We should update that.
Yeah, so...
let's see. Can I see this IMDb real quick? Let's see. Let's go all the way down to his earliest thing. Wow, that's a lot of credits, man. You're like James Hong or something.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah, I've done a lot. Let's get out of there.
Is 1999 the first thing?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The underground comedy movie.
Oh, yeah, that was the first one.
I didn't know you were in Arliss. Wasn't Sandra Oh in Arliss?
Oh, yeah. That's when I met her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was so sweet.
How was that?
It was great.
Did she know who you were?
No, she goes, you're Korean? I go, yeah. She goes, let's talk.
Was that weird? That like great. Running into each other and being like the only Koreans?
Yeah, because,
like,
you know, in 1999, it just wasn't like, she was the only one. And I knew Margaret, but I just was like.
Yeah.
And when I got on the show, I was like, you know, my friend Alan Stevens got me the part because he was a producer. And it was really nice.
I forgot you were in K-Town Cowboys.
Right, can we just move on from that? Okay. I don't want to get off the whole thing.
What's wrong? You can't stare at your own.
It's the past.
Talk about the future.
So you and I have Drugstore June now, Sweet Dreams coming out. And then I got Borderlands coming out.
Yeah, what else?
And then I got...
Are you on Sex and the City again next season?
I don't know.
No?
I don't think I'll ask.
They just did announce today that what's her name is not going to return.
Sara Ramirez.
Yeah. Can I say one thing? Sweet Dreams is a special movie to me because that's the last time I got really hammered.
You got hammered again in Korea.
I drank.
No, so what you're saying now to your audience, you didn't realize.
Why do you get it high off of exposing?
Oh, you lie.
Do you get high?
You're a web of lies. That's what this should be called, web of lies.
Do you get high off of just exposing people?
I just thought you were honest person.
I am honest. I had one drink.
Yeah, then you relapsed. That's fine.
I relapsed, but I didn't want to share that information.
Well, then you cut it out. It's your show.
All right, thanks, Bobby, for coming on the show, man. What a great experience that was. Tune in next week for another episode of Fun with Dumb. How long is that?